Good morning. It is 8:09, currently 10 degrees on the square here in downtown Monmouth. We have a temperature of 10 degrees under fair skies. Humidity is 90%. Your wind's blowing 3 miles per hour out of the south. Forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy with a high near 30. Tonight, a 20% chance of snow after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Tomorrow, snow likely a 60% chance with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 20. North wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. New snow accumulation for tomorrow is around 1 inch. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around minus 5. Wind chill values as low as minus 20. Thursday, sunny, still cold with a high near 15. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 7. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 34. With me in the studio, a very special guest this morning, Tanya Cooper, a 1995 graduate of a little old Warren High School. Tanya, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
You are here because you have written a spectacular book.
Well, I hope everyone thinks it's spectacular.
First of all, tell us a bit about yourself, Miss Graduate of Warren. I'm a Yorkwood boy, so we're going to have some rivalry in here.
Yeah. Well, I graduated from Warren. I grew up in, well, I first grew up in Kirkwood, so I went to Yorkwood until seventh grade. We moved to Cameron, and I went to Warren. You know, was friends with everyone around the Monmouth area. And then I graduated from there and went to Knox College in Galesburg and graduated from Knox in 99 with an education degree.
Awesome. Awesome. So what'd you do immediately after high school or college? I mean, with the did you try to teach or anything or what was your plans
after
college?
I moved to Omaha with my, well, who was going to be my husband, my boyfriend.
Sure.
And we ended up getting married. He wanted to go to law school back home. So I followed him out there, and I've actually been there since. And so I taught for a year, and I realized that I just didn't feel like I had enough information to really teach reading well.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my master's degree in reading education, and that's when I fell in love with young adult literature. That's when everything was just really starting to blow up as far as like Harry Potter and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that the young adult literature was really starting to explode. And that's when I was like, wow, these are spectacular. And then I ended up being a stay-at-home mom, and I just kept reading.
Sure.
You know, reading. I was always a reader. But I was just kept reading all the young adult literature. And then, you know, eventually the Twilight and all that kind of stuff started coming out, and it's just, I latched onto it and just kept reading it and eventually decided to write my own.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about that book. It's called Anomaly. Tell us about the book itself.
Well, it is based on quantum physics theory, but I do it it's very layman's terms, so anybody can understand it. This is not, you know, the complicated, you know, formulas and that kind of thing. Very understandable, but it's basically a girl and a guy. This girl is a regular teenage girl, but she's a sci-fi dork. And I can relate to that. Everything that she sees and does, she kind of sees through a sci-fi lens. So, you know, she wears a Star Wars t-shirt and she's kind of a physics genius. And she meets this guy, weird things are, you know, happening. And basically, this quantum physics theory, they end up being able to, they are kind of a part of it. They're part of a secret race amongst, you know, humans in our society today. So it's set in, you know, current times, contemporary setting. So when you read it, you're almost like, oh, this could happen anywhere. I guess lots of action, lots of really funny moments, just a little bit of romance. And it's told by two perspectives, the girl and the guy. So, and I've been told I can write a dude pretty well. So
there's a compliment in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think so. I hope. I don't know.
Awesome. And it was released back in November.
Yep.
How's it been going?
It's been going great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful paperback sales. It, you know, available in any bookstore, like Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, that kind of thing. The bookstore in Galesburg, and then it's also available online, like anywhere, any format.
Sure. Sure. So. Awesome. So, and you've had just kind of started the book signing thing. You had one Saturday in Galesburg.
I did.
How'd that go?
It was great. We sold out of books. Other people, you know, brought in their own, you know, as well, already purchased. I saw tons of family and friends, you know, that I hadn't seen forever.
Sure.
Friends from, you know, Warren and Knox. And it was awesome.
Awesome.
It was great.
I can tell a smile on your face that you had a good time.
It was
time.
Really awesome.
How odd is it to be signing? I mean, signing your own name? You're like a star now.
I would hardly call me a star, especially people who know me.
In our area, you're a star.
It is actually quite surreal that people want my signature. I'm just like, dude, I'm just Tanya.
Tanya. I grew up here.
Why? This seems silly.
Yeah.
But it's actually really cool. Even cooler to have like teenage fans, you know, come up and be like, hey, I can relate to Josie, or you know, I understand where she's coming from, you know, in this, you know, situation or what have you. That is kind of phenomenal to me.
You talk to any actor or writer or anything, and they say, oh, yeah, the money's great, you know, the fame's great, whatever. But knowing you have an effect on somebody's lives, that's the cool thing.
That is, I mean, it's quite, I have no words for it. It's really hard to describe.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Sure.
Though, that's really what it's all about.
Sure. Now, this is a trilogy, so this is part one.
Yes.
So without giving anything away, what's coming up with the trilogy then?
Well, okay, so book one, we were in Josie's hometown in Florida. Then we're going to go, for book two, we're going to go to Reed's hometown, which is actually a hub in of the resistance in Denver. And this is a very different situation there. I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
A little on the surreal side. It's a little, you'll see the sci-fi side of it even more. And then the third one, there's going to be a lot of action and dying.
Action, it sounds like with The Walking Dead or whatever.
Yeah.
When's book two come out?
Book two comes out in October. We don't have a set date yet, October of this year, it got bumped up. It's
good. Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah,
we gotta get that
good.
Out.
Yeah.
And you've got all three written right now? You're just kind of releasing them or?
No. No, I'm on a deadline right now.
Wow.
Actually. So I'm finishing up book two. Then I will start book three, but I have another series that I'm actually starting to work on.
Well, great. Well, let's talk about that then.
So, well, I actually can't say a whole lot about it because my agent is going to be, you know, pitching it, trying to sell it.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just starting.
But there's more in the works.
Yeah. So I'm just starting that sci-fi as well, but very different. So just an idea, you know, that I'm trying to see if it's going to go anywhere. So, yeah.
You look like you really enjoy writing.
I love writing.
Yeah.
I love writing. It's an outlet for me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's, you get to be, you know, someone you can't be every day.
Sure.
You know, so it's awesome. It really is. It's a fun, it's really cool to do something you love.
Yeah. And like you said, stay at home mom, which is really cool for writing because you can stay home with your two boys.
Yep.
You have a couple of boys.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I have a kindergartner and a fifth grader, Fletcher and Sullivan.
So you get to stay home with them, do some work. I mean, that's nice too.
Yeah, it is. It is. I can still, you know, they're both in school now, but I can still, you know,
right. If you need to be at school for anything, sure.
And you know, I pick them up from school every single day, and you know, do that kind of, I do the mom thing.
Yeah.
And it's really cool that I can do both. The balance some days is really tough.
I can imagine.
Because I'm technically working full time now, so that's can be tough.
You got deadlines.
Yes, which is bizarre. You know, you don't have deadlines as a stay-at-home mom. I make the deadlines.
Yeah. Let's talk about your time that you had here early on, going to Yorkwood and Warren. Just kind of some memories of your youth.
Well, you know, I have great memories of Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Kirkwood. I love Kirkwood.
Yeah, I mean, I did too. I mean, you know, you grow up, and I remember, you know, it's back in the time where, you know, mom and dad are like, you know, be home by the time streetlights come on.
Right, streetlights and the 6 o'clock whistle.
Yeah, the 6 o'clock time. Whistle. Yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly. You know, I love that, and I try to tell my kids all about it because, you know, we live in Omaha, Nebraska, which is quite metropolis.
Sure.
With all the suburbs and everything, it's a million people. you know, so it's not like that in, you know, where
there's
we're
not a million
up.
People in Kirkwood.
No. No.
We don't have 1,000.
So, you know, it's really cool to bring them back here.
Yeah.
And show them around.
Yeah.
It's really neat because it's a very different life for them. They're technically they're city boys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I've taken them to, you know, Cameron and shown them, you know, where I grew up, you know, from 8th grade up. And, you know, it...
What did you do here, Mom?
Yeah, really. They're like, I don't even know how many people there. Like, none. Like,
right,
there's
right.
a handful of families there. But, you know, it's really cool to just be like, you know, well, I went to that house for trick-or-treating and she gave the most amazing popcorn balls, you know, and I went to Grandma Trout's house and she made amazing, you know, zucchini bread. And, you know, so it's really cool for them to see, I think,
yeah.
What a smaller community, you know, is and how it worked and how everybody kind of knows everybody. And I just think it's important for them to know that there are, you know, I guess different ways that communities can work and, you know, and that kind of thing. And I want them to know this part of me.
Yeah.
You know, and this is. It's a special place.
It is. I love it. Love this area. Later this afternoon, you are going to be?
Yes, I will be at the Monmouth Library at 3:30. I will be at the Monmouth High School this afternoon, speaking a little bit.
Oh, great.
And then right afterwards, I will go to the library at 3:30. Everyone's welcome. There are not books for sale.
Okay.
But I will, if you bring in a book, I will sign it. I also have kind of an endless supply of bookmarks, I will sign in book plates.
Awesome.
And I will personalize those and that kind of thing and kind of talk about my journey and how, you know, the book world works and all that.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, what's the future with the book signings coming back this summer, you said? We talked off the air a little bit. So.
Yep. I will be coming back this summer, probably since I did an event at the Monmouth Library. Galesburg Library was talking about having me, so I will do that and probably another signing, and they will get books from the Galesburg Bookstore. And so I will try to touch base with a lot of people who I missed this trip. And then I will be, you know, traveling, starting to travel to some other cities and stuff.
Fun.
And doing some signings in bigger cities and stuff like that.
Yeah, good. That's awesome. Sounds like the book is going fantastic, and the book sounds very interesting. So if you're listening, go out there and buy it and then bring it to the library today and ever sign it. Telling you, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Anything you'd like to talk to or get out to the folks or anything? Or
No, just I guess, you know, even if you don't read sci-fi yourself or if you think this is just a teenage book, it's really not. Young adult literature actually is just a story about teenagers in that age. So anybody can read it. Mm-hmm. Half the people who buy YA books are adults. So I'd say, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, give it a whirl. And then let me know. Find me on social media. Come say hi.
Yeah, you have a Facebook page or a website? Let's go ahead and plug that as well.
Yeah, TanyaCooper.com.
Okay.
K-U-P-E-R. K-U-P-E-R, okay. Correct. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. I'm on all of it.
Good. That's awesome. Well, you have to be anymore.
You really have to be anymore.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Good luck. And keep us abreast of what's going on.
Okay, great.
Sounds good.
Thank
you. Tanya Cooper, local girl gone big or going big here on 1330 WREM. Coming up, it's Brownfield.